You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Good morning, coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. It is a beautiful day. We got some rain yesterday. I'll talk about the weather in just a minute. But I have to say good morning to our producers, Lizzie and Mar. Good morning, guys. It's so nice to see you across the window there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? How was your week, Lizzie?
It was good. Can't complain.
That's good. You never complain. You're always great. Mar, how was yours?
My week was pretty busy, but no complaints here at all.
That's great. That's wonderful. Well, did you get some rain last night? Lake County, I know, had a really good amount.
The last couple of nights, I'm not complaining, but we literally have gotten dumped on, which I don't mind.
Yeah,
we need it.
We do need it and everything, but it didn't rain in Orlando right where we were.
Yeah, I got about 10 minutes of rain.
That's it. Yeah, not enough. But we're going to get more this week, so that's a good thing. We've been hitting 90s for the last month or so, and so it's been hot. But officially, this week is the first week we're supposed to hit 90. So I guess summer is here. And also, too, hurricane season starts on Wednesday. So for new Floridians, that means that you need to make sure that you are prepared for storms. Because once the storm is on its way and it says that, you know, we're going to get hit within 2 to 3 days, 4 days, then you're not going to be able to find anything on the shelves. And that's because of all the new Floridians we get. Old Floridians, we already have all the stuff on the shelf.
That's right. We start stockpiling around March.
And so, but it's better to be prepared before the storms even, you know, appear rather than when they develop and they're on their way. So starting off our season, we've already possibly have a storm in the Pacific, which could cross tropic area and become Hurricane Agatha. So from there, it's just going to possibly develop and go into the Gulf of Mexico. So, it's just wonderful. It's just a great weekend, Memorial Day weekend, to go ahead and get stocked up for hurricanes. Memorial Day weekend also is the time that we remember our family and friends and our history, reminding us of all the men and women who have sacrificed their lives for our safety and our freedoms here in the United States. So I just wanted to, tell everyone that, we always say Happy Memorial Day, but this is a time to reflect on how many souls have died.
This is true.
Because of our freedoms and to save this country. So I just want to say we're blessed for all those heroes. Last week, we had Adam Levine on, and he is the vice president of the Bonsai Society of Florida and the editor of the Florida Bonsai Magazine. He invited everyone to the 2022 Bonsai Society of Florida Convention at the Florida Hotel and Conference Center, which is going to be today. It started yesterday, but it's going to be today and tomorrow. I am going to go and enjoy them because I always love to see the bonsai displays at Epcot in the Japanese Pavilion.
They're gorgeous.
Aren't they? They're just tremendous. And the same, they get all their displays, Epcot gets all their displays from the Bonsai Society of Florida as on loan. And so you'll be able to get to see those up close and personal and learn how to bonsai garden today. So it's a wonderful way to spend Saturday indoors in air conditioning. And you can find the Florida Hotel and Conference Center where it's going to be held at 1500 Sand Lake Road in Orlando. It's at the Florida Mall, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be there today. I'm going to go, and it's always a great time for me to take photographs. I'm going to learn a little bit more about bonsai. I think I'm going to try it this year.
There you go.
So just talk to the experts, and Adam will be there as well as all of the Bonsai Society members. And it's a good chance or a good time if you want to go ahead and enjoy it, and learn a new gardening hobby. So last week on Better Lawns and Gardens, we had a lot of great calls. We've been getting wonderful calls and a lot of wonderful text messages that, sometimes I don't get to, Lizzie. And so
yes.
So I usually try and follow up on them. But I want to, you know, it's a good reminder that if you do have a gardening question or just want to say good morning that you're out there and you're listening, then go ahead and pop in that garden text message. And then also, too, you can give us a call this morning. I'm going to be taking garden calls this morning as we're not going to have a guest. I'm just going to spend all of my attention on you.
There you go.
And so we'll have a lot of fun doing that. I am working my way up to, in 2.5 weeks, I'm going to the Brandywine Valley,
okay,
which is America's garden capital. And I'm taking a group of about 35 people to visit some palatial estates, some Chanticleer, Winterthur, and Longwood. And we're going to walk through these big, beautiful estates, looking at all of their garden designs. I'm also going to get to go to the oldest and largest flower show in the United States, which is the Philadelphia Flower Show. So I'm looking forward to that. So I'm getting really excited about that.
You should.
I'm going to be gone that weekend. So Tom McCubbitt is going to be here. And so I know you'll enjoy that. And I know Tom and Joni will enjoy that too as well.
Definitely, definitely. Super excited.
So if you'd like to give us a gardening question, you can call in to Lizzie and Mar. Mar will be answering your questions or answering the phones. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. It's a wonderful time this morning. It's just a great weekend. I love answering gardening questions. And so we can do that. So, Mar, you're ready? Lizzie, are you ready?
I am ready. Let's get this going. Let's get to break and let's get back so we can answer questions.
There you go. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Most good gardeners know how to get great results. Sun, water, and fertilizer, along with the right soil. Cow manure is the best way to condition the soil. Black Cow is all natural, and it's the best fertilizer, with 10 times more manure and 10 times more nutrients than the other guys. Pick up the bright yellow bag today.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Well, my buddy and I left early that morning, no different than any other time we've been fishing together. Loaded our gear and headed out to our favorite spot. Sky was getting dark, but we were just catching so many fish. Yeah, now, we had life jackets on board, but we could swim, so we never wore them. Then the wind and the waves picked up. We started taking on water. Engine quit. In a split second, we were in the water. I lost my best friend that day. It's National Safe Boating Week. Good time to start wearing your life jacket every second you're on the water. Visit myfwc.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Summer starts early here in Florida, which means we get more beach time, more sunshine, and more time to enjoy refreshing, sweet, and juicy fresh from Florida watermelon. The best part of summer is already here. Find locally grown Florida watermelon where you shop. Just look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo or ask for it by name. Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm here with Lizzie Steele and Mar. And you have an opportunity to ask your gardening questions this morning by calling 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And please let your friends and neighbors and family know all about us if they have gardening questions. If they're new to Florida, we would love to hear from them. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, betterlawns.com, and also my Facebook page is Teresa Watkins FL. So each year on Memorial Day, a national moment of remembrance takes place at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And this is to commemorate the end of the Civil War and all of the lives lost, which was more than any other conflict before in U.S. history. It required the first establishment of national cemeteries. Isn't that sad? We had so many lost lives.
Yes.
That they had to create national cemeteries. And so by the late 1860s, Americans in various towns had begun holding springtime tributes, where they decorated the cemeteries and the graves with flowers and were able to hold ceremonies. And so records show that one of the earliest Memorial Day commemorations was organized by a group of formerly enslaved people in Charleston, South Carolina, less than the month after the Confederacy surrendered in 1865. The Memorial Day was called Decoration Day. And so the 30th of May, 1868, was designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who had died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, hamlet, churchyard in the land. And that was proclaimed by General John Logan, and he was the leader of the Organization for the Northern Civil War Veterans. So on the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington Cemetery, and 5,000 participants decorated the graves of the 20,000 Civil War soldiers buried in Arlington. So Memorial Day, as Decoration Day gradually came to be known, originally honored only those lost while fighting in the Civil War. But during World War I, the United States found itself embroiled in another major conflict, and the holiday evolved to commemorate American military personnel who died in all of the wars, including World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so we do honor them as well. So I said I was going to go back and get to some of the text messages that we did not get to answer last week. So the first one is, I have a mango tree that is about 4 years old. The few fruit. How's that?
That's a tongue twister.
I need more tea. Turn yellow and fall off. What should I do to avoid this? Well, that's a great question. Because when you see yellowing leaves, you start to panic and think something is wrong. And yellowing leaves is a sign of chlorosis. And chlorosis has many different, reasons for it happening. And so mangoes, they're not supposed to drop their leaves. They're a tropical evergreen plant. So there is an issue going on. And so I don't know what it looks like. So you're going to help me. But here are some of the reasons. The issue could be a seasonal temperature drop, which means in the wintertime, it doesn't like cold temperatures. Mangoes are tropical. So when the temperatures dip below 50 degrees, you're going to see some leaves drop. That's how the tree reacts to stress. Or it could be disease issues like anthracnose or powdery mildew, some kind of fungal disease. So before the leaf drop, another reason could be, did you fertilize it? Okay, if you put too much fertilizer down or full-strength liquid fertilizer down, that could be an issue and it could cause the leaves to drop. Also, overwatering or underwatering could cause the fruit to drop. And that's why you need consistency. So I can't tell you exactly what the problem is because I need to look at it or see photographs. So my best advice is to give it consistency and best management practices. You want to make sure it's planted in a good location and that it has full air circulation. So between houses is not a good choice, or underneath trees is not a good place for it. Okay, so somewhere where the air is still and doesn't, flow, that's going to create issues. Next, you want to be consistent with water and fertilizing. Okay, so you don't want to skip, go 2 or 3 weeks without watering, or you don't want to overwater. I've been seeing a lot of people who are watering every day for short periods. So the knowledge is that you water longer, less often. Okay, so it's better to water once a week for a longer period, maybe 20 to 30 minutes, 45 minutes, so that you put down an inch of water and you calibrate the system to do that. Then watering shorter periods and not getting down to the deeper roots. Okay, so you want to be sure you're consistent with water and fertilizer, not too much, not too little. Remember, fruit trees need to be watered when the temperatures start to hit 80 degrees, which is in the springtime here, and there's no rainfall. Then you fertilize according to the label. More is not better. If you have photographs, that's the best thing. You can send it to me at betterlawns.com, or you can send them to me at my email address, and I'll say this slowly, teresa.watkins@live.com.
Do not text. Our texting system does not allow us to see pictures, so don't text us pictures, please, because I feel so bad. Last week, people were texting you pictures left and right. We're like, we can't see them, so please email any pictures to Teresa.
Right, and if I don't get to it today or during the show, then I definitely will get to it, off the air. If you send me an email, I can always send you an email back, or we'll handle it, the following week, so that is, just the best thing to do. Nancy in Cocoa Beach, how can I encourage my orchid to bloom? Since the flowers fell off, it's just been stuck. I water it about 2 ounces one time a week. And again, I don't know if that's going to be enough, Nancy. So, you want to make sure it's either getting rainfall or making sure the roots are nice and green and lush and supple. You don't want dried roots that are brown and crackling off. So orchid varieties are different as far as what kind of fertilizer and care they need, what kind of sunlight they need. So you want to make sure that if you are in the springtime, the temperatures go up to, 80, 90 degrees. That 20 degree temperature change, either in the springtime or in the winter, will cause it to bloom. And then you want to make sure you're fertilizing on a regular basis, too, as well. Just the roots. You don't need to fertilize the leaves. And then also, too, if you want to email me and tell me what kind of orchid it is, then I can help you a little bit better with how to keep it blooming. All right. So that will help out tremendously. Okay. Also, too, go to our Facebook page and you can like our page, give us a 5-star rating. Lizzie, Mara, and I would be so grateful. That helps our sponsors. It helps, you know, everyone gets more people looking at the page.
This is true.
And then if you send me photographs of your garden, I will post them. You know, Beverly and Mike and Gary, they all send great photographs, and I love to share. So that will be a good thing. So let's see. People are calling in apologizing for sending in their photos. You don't have to apologize. Also, too, I just have to let you know that after when the show ends, we go home. And so
we go home. Is there a mouse in your pocket? Because I think Lizzie stays here 6 days a week. Thank you.
I go home. And so I don't see your text messages during the week.
This is true.
And so, again, you know, email is the best way. So Jeannie in Palm Bay, thank you so much. And so that'll be great. So she has a text question here. I think we got enough time to answer it. I have an avocado tree that grew split into two trees. I'd like to take down one of the sides. Could you tell by the base which would be the side to take down? So she is going to email me the photographs because she said she texted them.
I love when our listeners listen.
And so that'll be great. And I will let you know, Jeannie, what side, or Jean is not, doesn't have the I in it, and let you know what side to take down. That's always a good question. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I have a question.
Sure.
So now that we're seem to be rolling into the rainy season, what if we're getting too much water on our garden and plants? I mean, now how do we prevent that? Because, you know, too much water versus not enough water is, you know,
it could be just as bad. Yeah, no, it can cause the issue too. If you have an irrigation system, you want to make sure that your automatic rain shutoff device, which is mandatory by law, and it shuts down your system when we've had enough rain, you want to make sure that that rain shutoff device is working. You don't want to be watering and also getting the rainfall. That's going to help. Also, too, at the beginning of the week, look at the rainfall that's coming. And we can literally see the rain coming from Texas and from, you know, South Carolina, true, Georgia, and coming through, or from the tropics with these, you know, the depressions and things. So you want to look at the beginning of the week to see, okay, on I'm supposed to water on Monday, but we're going to get rain on Wednesday. I'm not going to water on Monday.
There you go.
Okay. Also, too, just turn off your automatic irrigation systems. Turn them off for the summer, and
okay,
and that will help out. Other than that, it's rainy here in Florida. And
all right. That's a good idea, because I hate whenever I'm driving down the road, and I know it does happen, but then you see people's stuff on, and they're, you know, it happens, but, you know.
It does happen, and that's where we get our diseases. Also, a really good point for that I want to tell everybody is you want to make sure that you are watering morning, like after 5 to 6 a.m.
Okay.
You don't want your plants or your landscape being wet longer than 5 hours.
Okay.
Okay. And that's going to help you with the disease issues. So we're going to take a break right now. And it's the perfect time to call or text your gardening questions. We have Jack and Alice on that we're going to be talking to. But this is your time to call 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text at 23680. We love our callers and we love our texters. So you can do that and I will get right to you. I'm Teresa Watkins, and it's coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, another wonderful sponsor, maker of Mosquito Bits and Dunks. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088. Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I am here to answer your gardening questions. Let's go to Jack in Daytona Beach. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
We had a blizzard over here yesterday.
Did you?
I'm from Massachusetts. I'm new down here. But anyhow, we got like an inch and a tenth of rain in no time, and the wind blew like the devil. And we had an orchid in a pot. It's a 10-inch pot, and it blew it off and knocked it on the ground. And the root bound. Do I get a bigger pot for that thing, or do I leave it in the same pot?
Well, is it in a pot or is it in a basket? So it's in a container. Is it a hanging basket?
No, it's in a pot.
It's in a pot, so it blew over, and it's root bound. Well, see, so orchids do not need to have soil. They're epiphytes. And so the roots coming out of the pot or, you know, crammed in the pot isn't necessarily a bad thing. But just because it did the pot break?
No. It was in a plastic pot. There's about 15, 18 flowers on that thing.
Okay. So I would wait until after the flowers are finished blooming and then repot it then. Okay. And do you know what type of orchid it is?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. That's wonderful. What a nice gift. And so I have to tell you, welcome to Florida. My husband's from Massachusetts and he wanted to get away. So during college, he came down here and he's the only one of his family down here. And he has never, he could not take the snow anymore.
Well, that's right. Up there, the reason why I'm down here, I slipped on the ice, broke my wrist, and tore my rotator cuff. And I said, I'll never fall again.
There you go. Well, we hope not. So that's good. So if you will find out what kind of orchid you have, then I can help you a little bit better. That you can even take a picture of it and send it to me. Or send it to betterlawns.com. Go on the website, and you can send it that way. Or you can text it, or not text it, but you can send it an email to teresa.watkins@live.com, Jack.
You know, another thing, I started peppers and tomatoes and seeds. And I'll tell you, I got 6-foot tomatoes down here. I'm eating tomatoes. Unbelievable. Peppers love it over here, beachside.
They do. And so let me just tell you, since you're new to Florida, that tomatoes, do you have cherry tomatoes or regular sized tomatoes?
Both.
Okay.
Types. I even got some heated tomato seeds from that like the heat. There are Arizona seeds. So it's a new adventure.
Okay.
Growing tomatoes.
So let me just tell you that I don't want to tell you tomato season growing is over, but tomatoes do not germinate when the temperatures are over 85 degrees here in Florida. Okay. So you want to start your seeds. If you haven't planted them yet, start your seeds.
These tomatoes are 6 feet tall.
Okay. And so do you have flowers on it?
I'm eating tomatoes.
No, I know you're eating them because tomato season's
yes,
in the
spring. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Have flowers.
So let me know if they germinate for you and you get tomatoes, okay? Because that would be interesting, and I'd like to know that variety then if they do. But usually we plant tomatoes here in the August, September, and then again in February, March. And then that way
that's what I did. I put them out in February.
Good for you. That's great. Well, Tony loves tomatoes too. He loves his tomato sandwiches with mayonnaise, so... That's good. So we're glad you're here, Jack. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for calling and listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And so this is a text message. Let's see. It's from Central Florida. Good morning, Teresa. I found out recently that I have moles in my backyard. Is there anything I can do to get rid of them? Okay, so I kind of want to know why you want to get rid of them. Moles are beneficial, really, because when you have moles, they're either eating the grubs in your lawn, okay? In your yard, you have grubs, so they're finding a food source. They don't eat plants. They only eat insects and earthworms and things like that. So either you have some kind of pest in your yard, in the soil, or you have really good earthworms and you have really great soil and they are finding something to eat. So you can, wait it out and they will get rid of the moles for you. You can put a grubicide down and get rid of their food source and they will go away too as well. But they aerate the soil, they get rid of your pests, and so we don't really recommend getting rid of them.
Do you think she means a gopher, maybe not a mole? If it's eating her plants, it may be a gopher, not a mole.
Yeah, but she didn't say it was eating her plants.
Okay.
She just said, no. So gopher, there's no creatures that eat plants that are in the ground.
Oh, really?
Okay, so it's always insects and earthworms. Okay. Snails and slugs, they're on top of the ground that eat plants. But below the ground, like gophers and voles and moles, those kind of little critters, they don't eat plants.
Okay.
That's new information.
Yeah, I know. You see, you always learn something on Better Lawns and Gardens.
You should see, guys, the looks of shock on their faces.
It was, because I'm sitting there looking at Mara. I'm like, what? Okay, all right, know.
Okay, and so usually you'll find grubs in sandy soils, and, you know, you want to take care of those. Follow the label on the grubicide to get rid of them, and just keep watching your yards. I recommend that you walk your yards on a regular basis, and then that way you can catch a problem before it becomes a major problem. You can give us a call this morning. It's all about you. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. Gay in Tallahassee had a really good question last week, and I wanted to get to it, so I'm getting to it today. She said she can't get rid of the black spot in her roses. And Gay, I understand so much. I understand it completely. So here's some advice about how to grow roses without getting black spot. Okay, you want to select, very first thing you do is select roses that are disease resistant. Okay, and we have a lot of varieties of that. We have antique and heirloom roses, drift roses, carpet roses, Floribunda roses. And so look for those, you know, like Sentimental and David Austin roses. They are disease resistant, drift and also carpet roses too as well. Full sun. You want to make sure you have full sun. Good air circulation. Space your roses 3 feet apart. Water only the roots, not the leaves. Water in the morning so leaves dry off. Have a clean garden. You want to pick up all the leaf debris, diseased leaves, and so throw them away. And then you can use a systemic like BioAdvanced disease control for your roses, flowers, and shrubs. And that will give it the necessary strength and health to keep away the disease issues. Okay, I so enjoy hearing your stories and seeing your photographs. So send them to me and I will share with everyone on our Facebook page. You can send them through betterlawns.com. So give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680.
Hey, y'all. To elevate any garden, lawn, or flower to grow well, you need a difference maker. This is why I love Black Cow. It provides an all-natural way to improve native soils and gives whatever I'm growing the boost it needs to flourish in many environments. Whether it be your lawn, flower beds, or vegetable garden, with Black Cow, you'll be off to a great start. Whoa, that's some good
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Quality Green Specialists has the plants, products, and friendly expert advice to keep your garden healthy and bountiful. Quality Green has thousands of plants, trees, flowers, herbs, vegetables, and more. Plus, high-quality organic-based fertilizers, products, even comprehensive soil testing. Visit DLand's beautiful nursery and fine fertilizer store. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Located at 335 West Michigan Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialist.com. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightgard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Bruck's Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Bruck's Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Bruck's Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brucksnightguard.com and enter the code BRUCKS95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Bruck's Night Guard.
May is National Foster Care Month, celebrating the contributions of all foster parents. Thank you to all foster parents for the sacrifices you make on behalf of children and families. We are the National Youth Advocate Program, and we believe families belong together. When safety concerns arise and youth need a temporary home, we provide loving, nurturing foster homes to help support families until they can reunite. Are you ready to open your heart and home to youth in need? Visit fostercareinfo.org to learn more now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of our Better Lawns and Gardens show, you can go to our website, betterlawns.com, or you can see all the topics I discuss on audioboom.com, and you can subscribe free of charge. It'll get immediately downloaded, and you can listen anytime you want 24/7. So let's go to Tony in Tallahassee. Good morning, Tony. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning. Just a quick question. Wanted to see if you could maybe take a step back to gardening, lawn care 101 for some of us people.
Okay.
And I'm in North Florida and want to get your opinion on how to restart the lawn with the correct fertilizers.
Okay, that sounds like a very smart idea. And so the correct fertilizers also means doing it at the correct time of the year. And
yeah.
So when you want to do that, especially in the last few years, we have a fertilizer ban, which starts in most counties. I would say 80% of Florida has a fertilizer ban starting on June 1st. Okay. And so you always want to fertilize when it's the growing period, but we have the heat, we have the rain. And so fertilizing, especially when we over fertilize, causes issues in our lakes and water bodies. So the city, so we don't fertilize during the summertime. The recommendation is to use a 15-0-15 in September, at the end of September, first part of October, and then again in March and April.
Okay.
Okay, you want to use a slow-release fertilizer.
Okay.
And that's when we fertilize, okay?
Okay, and one last question.
Sure.
The cabbage patch grass that's... what would you recommend for something like that?
Cabbage patch grass.
Well, it's like a cabbage patch in the middle of the yard. I've got a big 2.5-acre yard in North Tallahassee.
Uh-huh.
And trying to figure out a way to remove them. We've been actually going out in the yard and removing them by digging them out.
Okay, so you're asking about an herbicide, a weed killer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, something like
that. So here's the hard part. Again, during summertime, and when temperatures are over 85 degrees, herbicides are really not effective at getting rid of weeds. It will damage your grass more than it will damage the weeds. Okay, so again, that time of the year, the end of September, first part of October, and then again in you can even go to March, April, for the herbicides. And using a pre-emergent at that time, too, is also recommended.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. I love the show and appreciate all the insight.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling, Tony. We're glad you're out there. All right. So let's go to, let's see, Alice. Good morning, Alice. How can I help you?
Good morning. Good morning. Well, I've got to thank you for your show, too, and for this program, the whole WMMB that we hear you on, because they played Ronald Reagan's wonderful speech for Memorial Day this morning, and it was just great. And I don't think other radio stations do things like that, so it was nice to hear. But the reason I'm calling is how to keep my neighbor's torpedo grass from coming into my new sod that I just put, because she never pulls up weeds or anything. And yesterday I spent all day actually pulling up her weeds on her side because it was already going into my grass. I did put a little weed killer down, I will say, but I don't want to do that too much because she might object. But I have been using some sawdust from a cut down oak tree, and I wondered about sawdust. Would that keep weeds down?
Okay, so Alice, so really you want to make sure your new sod, how new is it?
Well, it's new enough to grow very tall. I sent you a picture this morning of it. But,
oh, did you? Okay.
I've already mowed it once, but I don't want to mow it too often. In fact, I even worried about when I mowed it the first time. But it is way too long now. It needs mowing again.
Okay. It's better to mow it so that you just take off a little bit at a time rather than taking off a lot when it gets too tall.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. Okay.
I've got it as high as it can go on the mower.
Okay, that's good. That's a perfect place for it. You want, so I don't know what kind of, do you know what kind of grass you have?
Yeah, Bermuda. No. What's the other one?
St. Augustine?
St. Augustine. That's
okay.
What it is.
Okay, yeah. So St. Augustine, you want to keep that 3 to 4 inches high. And so when it gets that tall, so that's going to be about once a week during the summertime, and you have your blades at the highest, which is the appropriate site for it. And
yeah.
Then if I'm thinking the best way to do it is, because you don't want to put down herbicides when your lawn is trying to get established, because you could damage your grass.
I'm thinking of the herbicide on my neighbor's weeds.
Be very careful about that, Alice. I don't know
that. It's just along the edge. I thought I would just pour a little, Roundup on it.
No. Oh, Alice, you're dangerous.
That's the way to end the
Roundup is going to kill your grass and the neighbor's
grass. Oh, golly, because I just did that yesterday. I did it. I will admit it.
So before you do anything else, Alice, I need you to call me on the show, okay? And I will talk you down, okay?
I thought about it yesterday. I thought, okay, I should be waiting until I talk to you, but I went ahead and did it.
I know you panicked. Okay, so we don't want to. Yeah, so we don't want to use herbicide as an edger. Okay, I don't want you to do that. So here's my best advice, Alice. Okay, I want you to take this to heart. I want you to create a 1 to 2 foot mulched area on the outside of your grass. Okay, and then that way you can herbicide that area and keep the torpedo grass from coming over, hopefully. I don't know if you can, because it uses runners, and those runners go underneath the grass as well. So, So I would just develop a really friendly relationship with your neighbor.
Not easy. Nobody likes her. Okay.
But don't be putting down herbicide next to your new grass. Okay. Just hang on, and you can edge it. You can take an edger and edge it. Make sure that those runners do not come across to your yard.
Well, it's edged already because the sod is a lot higher than the grass next to it.
I understand that. What I'm saying though is you want to keep that up. Okay, Alice.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're listening, and call back again. Thank you so much. Let's go to Dave in Melbourne. Good morning, Dave. How can I help you?
Hey, Teresa. Good morning. Thanks for being there. Hey, I bought a marsh grapefruit tree last year, and I put it in the ground in August. It's about a 6-foot tree. And since that time, I'd say it's probably lost about half of its leaves, and it flowered great, you know, in February or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It had a lot of little, you know, flowers and buds, and the little grapefruit started to come out. But I've actually lost, I'd say, more than like 75% of the fruit that was on the tree. So now I have about maybe 20 small grapefruit there. I'm just wondering what I'm doing wrong, or if this is how they actually behave.
Well, 20 grapefruits is a pretty good amount for a new young tree. So usually you don't get, you know, a lot of fruit production until the tree is established, which could take 4 to 5 years. So I think you did really good, and it will drop what it cannot handle. So as long as it's getting water, and as long as you are fertilizing on a consistent basis, then what you get is what you get, and it will get more and more as it gets older. Okay.
Okay. Now I'm doing about a half a cup of citrus fertilizer like every 6 weeks. Is that right?
It may be. I go by the caliper size. You want to put down about a pound around the outside, and then a pound per caliper inch as it gets bigger, up to about 5 pounds every 3 to 4 months. But that 5 pounds is when it's like 20 to 30 years old.
Oh, okay. So run that by me one more time.
Okay. You want to put down a pound per caliper inch. Now that's
around the base of the trunk.
Not at the base of the trunk. You want to spread it out on the outside, underneath the canopy.
No, I mean, you say caliper inch. You mean of the trunk?
Yes, I would say probably up about. I would say probably a foot high. Measure it there.
A foot high. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And okay.
I've got
Thank
just,
you.
All right, Dave. Call back if you have another question. We're going to go to a hard break right now.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so do you live in a small space, apartment, studio, flat, and don't have room to grow flowers and edibles? Well, you can, because if you live in the city with no yard and garden, you're in luck. Joining us in the next hour is garden experts Kathy Gents and Teresa Spite, authors of the Urban Garden 101 Ways to Grow, 101 Ways to Grow Food and Beauty in the City. They're amazing gardeners, and you're going to want this book in your garden library. So that will be wonderful. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. We're getting a lot of great questions. Carol in Tallahassee, I will get to you, and we'll talk about vegetables growing. And we're going to get some really great ideas on this best-selling book from Summit Responsible Solutions Studio and SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Is your vessel no longer your dream, but becoming your nightmare? The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has a program that may be able to help. Owners of vessels that have been declared at risk by law enforcement may now apply for the Florida Vessel Turn-In Program. If you're eligible, this program can have your vessel removed and disposed of at no cost to you. For more information on this opportunity to prevent your vessel from becoming derelict, visit FloridaVTIP.com. That's FloridaVTIP.com. Don't wait until it's too late.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542.